Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives, and we are grateful. Let me encourage you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 20 to 21. The Bible says, God raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I was listening to the beautiful hymn written by John Bakewell in early 1700s. And he talks about the beautiful doctrine of this particular hymn that he wrote. And the hymn is, Hail Thou Once Despised Jesus, Hail Thou Galilean King, Thou didst suffer to release us, Thou didst free salvation bring. Hail Thou agonizing Savior, bearer of our sin and shame, by the merits we find favor, life is given through Thy name. And the verses continue on. It's a beautiful hymn. But let me just give you a beautiful understanding of that. You know, it's a beautiful worshipful and strongly doctrinal hymn that presents a vivid contrast between the shame and suffering of Christ's earthly life and the greatness of his eternal glorification. My dear brothers and sisters, we must never forget that the infant Jesus was moved on to take his place as the reigning Lord. Often at Christmas, we become very sentimental about his lowly birth, or at Easter, saddened as we recall his suffering and death. Sometimes our emphasis upon Christ's earthly ministry causes us to lose sight of his eternal deity. The Bible reminds us that because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them, as mentioned in Hebrews 7, 24 to 25. So my dear brothers and sisters, lift your heart to the one who was slain, but now liveth again. That is our Jesus, our Savior, forevermore. And because of his unchanging priesthood, he is ever accessible to us through prayer. So worship him and honor him and draw nigh unto him. He is your eternal priest who is interceding for you even right now before the presence of the Father in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before you. We come before your throne of grace. We lay down our crowns before you and cry out, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all glory, all honor, all dominion, all power, and all authority. Abba, Father, I pray that you will give us the grace to understand the eternal priesthood of Jesus, to understand that you are more than able and sufficient to complete our work of salvation in our lives. Father God, I thank you. You began the good work when we gave our hearts to you, and that Jesus came in to reign in our lives supremely. And I know that you will complete the work of salvation, that we will be, O Father, either raptured up into glory with Jesus, or, O Father God, hallelujah, Father, our graves will open up at the last trump when Jesus comes midair. I pray that you will prepare our hearts and our mind, our soul and our spirit, that we will continue to serve God with zeal and with fervor and with diligence, seeking the face of Jesus. Abba, Father, I pray, as your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray that, Lord, your grace and your glory will abound upon their lives. You will flourish them and prosper them. You will keep them from the evil one. You will bless them. Our children who are writing exams, they will excel in their examinations. And Father God, I pray that you will be magnified. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, Lord God Almighty, I take authority over every demon of infirmity. I bind it, I rebuke it, and I cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I speak forth health and strength and vigor and vitality into these lives. And you will receive the preeminence and the glory, O Father. We vow to give you the praise. Bless your church. Bless your people. Bless your heritage, O God. And let them be lifted up by your grace and by your mercy. We thank you. We love you. We worship you, adore you, and give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.